Well, hello, my lovely human beings, coming to you live on the day of the eclipse. So you'll be hearing this a little bit more in the future. Now, this morning I woke up, did a beautiful sound bath meditation. The energy is feeling very bold and transformative. It's feeling cool as a cucumber. So today, currently I'm outside doing a protection and releasing ritual to really hone in and harness the energy that's currently available. And I will be getting together this afternoon during the eclipse with a few other light workers to really harness the energy and propel out love and healing to the earth, as it's very much needed. So as we transcend through the darkness to the light, we are sending out tons of love and healing at this time. Now, as we get later on in the day, I will be back to share some more of my solar eclipse experience with you. So on that note, I'll see you on the next bit.
Oh, how are you feeling today about the eclipse?
I'm feeling great. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm pumped.
Yes.
Can't wait to see it.
Period. Hey girl, how's your eclipse going?
I'm feeling phenomenal. I'm feeling the breeze. I'm feeling connected.
Yes, ma'am. And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I'm ready for a new adventure into the future.
Yes, that was us coming to you live from outside at the solar eclipse.
Well, hello, my lovely human beings. Wrapping up today's solar eclipse festivities, I was surrounded by wonderful company, bringing in beautiful energy, harnessing in love and healing for the earth, releasing, and just very transformative energy. So I hope you all had a beautiful mother loving time as well, and really got to harness in some of that beautiful energy. So on that note, let's jump on into the future, to the current day. Let's get to those readings, shall we? Well, hello, my lovely human beings. Welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. All readings today are going to be good for the 9th through the 15th of April. Feel free to rearrange the rules and timelines as they may apply. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Alright, so we're going to start off with the classic tarot and see what spirit would like to convey to the collective for energy this week. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know, hear, or be aware of for this week. Please and thank you. All right, first card out, Minor Arcana, the Queen of Pentacles upright. So there could be like an organized energy coming in with a lot of multitasking. This could be dealing with something with abundance, some type of wealth, and being afraid to make a change to, continue on this journey. But there's something regarding, some type of change for the journey to keep pushing on. All right, so there could be some type of change that may, need to take place. We also have the Fool, Major Arcana, that just popped out reversed. So it's probably a good time for you to, chill out for a bit, do your own discernment regarding your dreams, goals, plans. And there's something about leaving an old reality behind, okay? Let's see what else we have here. Alright. Okay, we also have a Minor Arcana, the Knight of Swords, reverse. So this could be, some type of delay here. It's almost like someone is delaying something that's necessary for something to progress. But let's see, because the knight usually wants to charge ahead, so this is reverse, so it's kind of like one delaying some type of work that needs to be done here. So from what I'm seeing, it's looking like there's a lot of different energy coming in with getting something organized, with multitasking and enjoying your journey and, you know, really embracing yourself and being unafraid with that and charging ahead to achieve your goals. But it looks like the Fool here is in reverse. So it's like, you know, one wanting to get more information also about, you know, forging ahead with something and leaving some type of old way of wanting to be behind. So there's a lot of discernment going on, looking within, doing your own research. And with the, you know, Knight of Swords here, you know, this is like an energy of putting something off and avoiding the work that needs to be done. So let's see what else. Let's give one more card, Spirit. Thank you. So we have the Three of Swords reverse. So it looks like there could be some type of separation and someone could be taking it hard. And there's some type of energy here where one is putting the blame on another. And something regarding not taking responsibility. Okay, and we have the Wheel of Fortune that just popped out. Upright, Major Arcana on the board. So something has been put in motion here, and it's almost like you have little to no control. But it's coming in like Spirit saying, you must keep forging ahead and going with the destiny that you're aligned with, because there are certain things and circumstances that are changing for the better to promote growth. But it's also a reminder that, you know, this is a very intense period, and it has to be, you know, followed up by, you know, time to relax and recuperate. Alright, so the wheel's spinning. There's, and it's upright. It's spinning. Okay. Closing messages, Spirit. Okay. We have the Page of Wands upright. Minor Arcana. So this is signifying like a message regarding environment and emotional vulnerability. So it's almost like you have to kind of open up. It's like cracking a rock and finding the soft spot, you know. So that's what I have for you, Collective, for your weekly energy for this week. Alright, my lovely human beings. We are going to get some messages from the ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. I'm going to start off with the talk of the tarot and see what the messages may be pertaining to. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey your messages as clear and precise as possible. What is the theme of this message, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High? Okay, we have acceptance. So it's almost like, let's see, hold on, what else we have here? Okay, grab it. Okay, we have clarity. Okay, let's get one more. And we have guilt. Alright, and at the bottom of the deck, we have the card, Somewhere to Belong. So it's almost looking like here, so there could be this energy of wanting to be accepted, but, you know, you might not feel like you meet the requirements of something to be accepted, Spirit is saying here, but you have creativity and guilt. So it's almost like, you know, you're scared to really, like, show who you are. And there's some type of baggage here with guilt. I don't know what this is, but we're going to get more messages from Spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. But it's like, Spirit wants you to know, love yourself for who you are, what you carry, your uniqueness. Because your energy in itself is unique. It's one of a kind. There is no duplicate. And Spirit is like, play your own motherfucking song. Forget the song that they wrote for you. Play what you wanted to play. Play the song that you brought the motherfucking musical, you know, notes to play. You brought musical note music. Play that, spirit said. But there's something here regarding guilt. So we're going to see what is going on here. And again, at the bottom, it's like you have a needing of wanting to belong. All right. Let's get some messages. All right. That could be, that is a sign right there from the ancestors. We got a bunch of flocking crows over here. So let's get some messages from spirit. Let me see. Let's get some messages from the tarot fairy deck. Alright. Jeez, I didn't even get to shuffle one time. So we have the Three of Winter. So it's like, you know, there's this energy of wanting to belong again. But it's almost like spirit's conveying, like, you're going to grow stronger from this situation, but there is some type of sadness, and they want you to know that sadness will heal. But it's almost like you want to be... Let's see. Okay, and then we have the Ten of Winter. So the resolution to, you know, difficult situations, there's like a weight that will be lifted off your shoulders, ancestors, guardians, guides say, because there is an ending of a cycle coming in that is going to, there could be something that, there could be something here that's getting a little bit too much of your attention, and it could have been something with, you know, a codependency addiction energy, not necessarily saying, you know, like, just of an energy of being around others, but something regarding acceptance. So there could, spirit is like, this is going to be ending soon, so don't get too comfortable. All right, and then we have the King of Spring. So there's coming in with some, there's some type of unexpected support that's going to be coming in. And we have the Hermit. So it's like you're taking a break right now from society and making some type of commitment to self, whether it be spiritual growth, whether it's to take some time in for self, to really come back into your own energy. Because, you know, when we're surrounded by a lot of different energy, we kind of come out of our own. Okay, and then we have the Princess of Autumn. So yeah, there's good news coming on the way. But it's like, yeah, spirit's saying you might need a little bit of a push. Okay, at the bottom of the deck, we have the King of Autumn. So being assertive, you know, when it's coming to something that you're willing and wanting to pursue and not being, you know, talked out of it or swayed by others to follow suit, maybe what they want to do. Again, spirits like, play the songs that you brought the musical sheet for. All right, now we're going to get some messages from the spirit deck, see what they would like to convey personally. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey precisely what you would like the collective to be aware of this week. Hope everybody enjoyed that beautiful eclipse yesterday. Very transformative energy again. So we have reaching out. So spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides are conveying they know you've been reaching out and looking for some type of help or support in a current situation. And they want you to know the support, you know, is as much needed as a physical act or accepting help where is offered. And it's all about something regarding emotional benefits and learning that is truly okay to support, you know, however it's presented to you. So there's something regarding reaching out. So it's almost like you don't want to, spirit saying something about reaching out, like you may not want to put some type of emotion out here with some type of current situation. But they want you to know it's okay to accept help if it, however, is presented to you. Okay, we also have believe. So, you know, the forces that work through your soul are determining what's possible, impossible. The difference between success and failure is all above who you are, is the power of your belief. So, again, it's coming out like you may feel like you have to be a certain something to be around others, to be accepted. But, you know, just because, you know, others could have something that you doesn't make you any less than, or maybe you feel like you have to meet a bar of some sort to be looked at in a respectful light. Spirit is coming through like, they done told this motherfucking story wrong, because you are everything that you are going to be, regardless of who is accepting you or who is not. And it's almost like Spirit is asking, like, are these people that you surround yourself with going to still be down with you if you don't reach the bar that they set for their standards for you to be accepted by them? And Spirit's like, you have the power to believe. You have the power of belief. And your soul is rich, more than you even fucking know at this point. And it's like there could be some type of energy of you wanting to reach out for, like, maybe some type of acceptance. But it's something regarding emotional beliefs and learning that, you know, it's okay to be, like, vulnerable. For some reason, it's coming in looking like Spirit is like, why are you looking at vulnerability like it's a weak trait? It's a noble trait. Alright, what else we got, Spirit? Okay, and we have stay connected. So, you know, we are all born connected to Spirit and Divine Source. And, you know, many of us have the tendency to pull away from the connection as well as the journey. You know, and we get caught up in, you know, the regular day physical life, and it's important to reconnect to Source, because Source is coming in wanting some type of connection. They want you to just sit down for a minute and, you know, sit in your own energy, and just, like, observe it. Spirit is like, look, just because you're outside don't mean you can't reach out once in a while. So Spirit's noticing that you've been really putting it off by staying busy. And then we have, you're not alone. We are here for you. We never left through all this sadness and your loneliness. However, you cannot sense or hear or feel us or know how much we love you, but we are sending signs and synchronicities. We are your family, your friends, your guides. You never walk alone. We're always by your side. So you could be feeling like you're alone and, like, secluded in a way, and feeling saddened by this energy and feeling like, you know, but you're not alone. Spirit's like, what did you think this was? E=mc2². You're never alone. Energy transfers. Once we leave here, energy transfers into another spot. Ask Albert Einstein, honey. You know, energy never dies. And we have stay grounded as your last card. So they want you to know standing your ground is very empowering, and it's like an action to build confidence and taking time from time to really step in and ground yourself and know that you can do it. You know, even if you have to take a little break or two, you can do anything you want to do, anything you want to put your mind to. And when it comes to being in your own energy and experience that, exploring that, Spirit really wants you to really sing that song that you wrote the motherfucking musical notes for.
You brought your sheet music. They said, sing that shit. What are you doing? They said, we didn't want you to be in the orchestra. This is a solo event here. This is a solo performance. So they want you to get grounded, reconnected. Whether that you take a walk through nature, or you sit in your yard with your bare feet under a tree, or you read a book, or just have a moment of quietness. However that looks for you, it's always right. Okay? Now that's the messages that I have from you for spirit.